Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
People don't care if they get hacked. Let me say that again. People don't care if they get hacked unless they have what's called a boon. Let me explain what I'm talking about. We actually choose distraction. We actually choose to get hacked. We actually want to get sidelined and sabotaged. Why? Because it gives us mental relief. In other words, life's pretty tough. And we all have distractions and stress. And what happens is when we get hacked, we actually get some dopamine hits. And so it feels good. But here's the point. A life of getting hacked is never gonna serve you. I tell people all the time, a life of distractions never produces a life of meaning. So what's the solution? The solution is that you need to pick your boon. And that's what you do on day two. Your boon is your greatest ache, your truest longing, and your deepest desire. That's what a boon is, B-O-O-N. It comes from Joseph Campbell. It comes from a book called The Hero with a Thousand Faces. And it's all about what movies are based on, the hero's journey. You look at Star Wars, you look at Lord of the Rings, you look at The Matrix, you look at Hunger Games. They all have this story arc where a hero has to leave the ordinary world and go into the special world. And that's you, my friend, today. You might think today's all about the elections and today's all about the economy and today's all about all these things that the world wants you to get glued to. In fact, the world wants you to pay attention. Marketers in years past used to care about you paying cash. Now cash is too far down the line. They want you to pay attention. And they measure it with eyeballs and eardrums. And so most of the world today is going to be glued to the TV, not today, not tomorrow, not this week, but forever. That's exactly what The Social Dilemma talks about. The Social Dilemma is all about how a dead whale is worth more than a live whale. A dead tree is worth more than a live tree. A dead person is worth more than a live person, according to media. Why? Because that is the person who is totally given up. They've been blown up with ads and marketing. And here's my point, folks. Nothing is the enemy except for our own tendency to hack ourselves. I don't have anyone else to blame. You don't have anyone else to blame. You know what I'm saying? What's up, Sean? So listen, folks. You are to blame, I am to blame for my own hacking. Why? Because I crave distractions just like anybody else. No one's putting ads in front of me, right? But I'll tell you what, today we live in a different world. In the past, you used to only see a few ads a day. Now you see over 5,000 ads a day. In years past, you used to make a few thousand decisions. Today you make over 35,000 decisions. It's called decision fatigue. This is why at the end of our days, we say that we're tired, we're burnt out, we're exhausted, we're running on fumes, we're going on empty. Folks, the answer to overcome all of this is to identify your boon. I'm gonna go faith with you for a second. It says in the scriptures that Jesus had to endure his cross, but he considered it joy. Why would he consider it joy? Because his eyes wasn't on his cross. His eyes were on his crown. Let me say that again. The way that you become unhackable in work and life is not to focus on your cross. Focus on your crown.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.